some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We're here every weekend. Love talking to you. So jump on here anytime you want to. If you want to give me a report about something going on gardening-wise or pest-wise, there is an interesting insect thing going on right now. There's ladybugs all over the place. I'll get into that a little bit and make a note here so I don't forget it. If you've got something you want to talk about, whatever it is, that's fine. The telephone number from anywhere is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let's see what we're needing to do first. The first thing is to maybe take care of some doggies getting into a holiday season. Maybe a new pet is something that's a good idea. You've lost pets or you never have had one, want to give it a shot. I got a great suggestion for you. Adopting rescue is a great way to go, and the SPCA of Texas is a good way to go. We try to help them out every weekend. And we got a little bit of good news from the past. Champ and Sadie were adopted. Slater and Rhino, Buster, and Chase, however, are still waiting for their forever homes. Check them out on our website. You go to dirtdoctor.com. And by the way, dirtdoctor.com is where you can do a follow-up on any of the things that we talk about here. We'll be talking about a lot of different things. One of the recent newsletters talks about travel information and photography that we've done. We've got some new things coming up for people interested in joining or lengthening their membership in the Organic Club of America and helping to support the Texas Organic Research Center. So we'll talk about all those opportunities as well. But right on dirtdoctor.com, you just click on the SPCA button and you can go to these pictures of these great dogs. Sunny is today's dog, and she's a good one. She's 8.5 years old. She's a senior citizen. She's a gentle old lady, and she apparently is a little bit lazy, likes to lay around and cuddle and just take it easy. Loves stuffed animals, and she can be fearful of a whole lot of activity at first, so it might be best for her to go to a quiet home where she can relax. So check her out. She's really pretty. She's a brown and white bulldog mix, 61 pounds. Available at the SPCA of Texas at Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's just west of the downtown area. Wherever you live in the country, help support the rescue organizations. It's the best way to go without any question. It doesn't matter whether you're looking for a big dog, little dog, old dog, young dog, what breed, full blood, purebred dogs, or what we normally have at our place, the mixed breed mutts. Currently, we have Nellie, the tree climbing dog. She's the youngster, and the old guy, 7 years old, or however old he is now, is Tater. Nellie pulled a good one the other day. She's always doing something. She always, when we put her in the dog run, they've got a great big dog run. I normally don't recommend big dog runs if you're building something new, but we had an area that had a storage building, had concrete on three sides, and we extended the roof and turned it into a propagation and a nursery, you know, hospital type greenhouse, and so they ended up getting the area all around the dog run as well as the greenhouse. And what I do every year, I put some poly on the greenhouse just to seal it up because it's not well sealed at all. We threw it together. It was a big experimental project and still is. And so it leaks a lot of air. And when you put plastic on it, just staple it to the side, it really makes a whole lot of difference. So I put it on the south side, which is where it gets sun during the middle of the day. It would get more if we didn't have so many trees. but it also gets a little bit of sunlight in the morning, in the a.m. It has to filter through the big ginkgo and come through some trees, so it's not a whole lot of direct sun, but it does get some wind from that direction. So poly on that side and poly on the south side. Nellie didn't think that was such a good idea, so he ripped it all off yesterday. And I ran out of the poly, and I put some floating row cover on the end around the door for us and the door for them, the little dog door. And I put some black plastic down along the bottom because we've had some deterioration of the wood there, not a real good connection. She just decided to rip all that off and was playing with it and having a good time. So I'll get to put that back on either today or tomorrow. If you're thinking about building a dog run, the main thing you need is to do an area where they have concrete, smooth concrete, not real rough stuff, but kind of a smooth finished concrete. This is the ideal situation. And if they have a little grass area to go to, and then that's fine, but usually you don't even need that. You let them out when you're with them into the grass area or other places to do their business. And when they're in the dog run, they're primarily on this hard surface, and it's good for their pads. It's good because it's easy to clean, and it wears their nails down for most dogs. We've had one dog that it didn't – let's see, which one was it? I can't remember. It might have been Hannah, Blondie Hannah, that for some reason the way she – held her paws, it didn't wear her toenails down like other dogs. Most dogs, it'll wear them off just to a perfect point running around on some pretty smooth finished concrete. So if you are in that market, that's how you need to go. Let's talk about the tea. It's different this morning because we had a hard freeze the other night. A lot of you did, and a lot of you up north have had several. We had pretty close to record setting. San Antonio did have some record, a couple of records broken down there that were like 102 years old or something. I talked to Bob on his show, as I always do, on Saturday yesterday, and he was giving me a report on that. And there's not any damage to plants unless you had something out that was really marginal, you know, some kind of a tropical that you were trying to get away with or one you forgot, like I did. I forgot a spathiphyllum, and it burned it pretty good the other night. Also, a little bougainvillea that I've had a long time. And I don't think it killed it. It burned it back. I'll throw it in the greenhouse and put it back out. It's just a tiny little bougainvillea that's so tough that I've just kind of liked it and kept it around through the years and kind of run it in and out of the house. But when I went out to make my tea this morning, one of the ingredients that I use to come and do the show is basil or basil, however you want to pronounce it. And it was gone. It was fried, the top of it. It's probably still alive, and it may last a while longer. In fact, with relatively mild weather, it might even come back before we get into some more cold weather. But that flavor's not in the tea this morning. But ginger, as always. And I started a fresh hand this morning. And instead of just tearing it long ways, I cut it into some real thin slivers. Used a lot of it, and it really is definite flavor in the tea this morning. Sage, three different sages. Once again, put a little bit more sage in since I didn't have the basil. And thyme, the English thyme this morning. And honey and a little turmeric. Yeah, just dry turmeric that I use for cooking all the time, and just a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and it's a nice tea. It's a good one for you to try out. We'll talk in Howard's garden as we go. We've got people already calling in. I'm going to make one phone call and see if I can get some information on a tree I want to give you a little follow-up report on. We'll talk about leaf management. There's something that's a little bit different going on this year, and that is it's a little bit of a disappointing thing. There's nothing you can do about it, but I did a quick Facebook to report what happened to my ginkgo, the big fancy ginkgo that we've got. And I got some feedback from other listeners and readers that they had a similar situation. And what was that? Well, it was that cold snap we had a few days ago knocked the green leaves off the ginkgo. We will have zero fall color this year, with one exception, and that is the small seedlings that I've got around that came up from the tree are still have their leaves and are going to have a little bit of fall color, but the big tree, zero. I'll tell you more about it and talk about other trees when we come back. 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal.
Are you a gardener or farmer and
go into the combo?
Insect and pest
the ingredients
control,
in your compost
should be a blend
of natural plant oils,
fine textured
materials,
scale,
air
white
circulation,
flies,
through
aphids,
the pile.
Tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bugstop delivers rapid knock down and kill, and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. As for Pure Grow's Bugstop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store, learn more at Pure Grow USA. Or call 469-423-0712.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets, with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we've got the mystery photograph up. I didn't tell you that you can identify. You call me on the show here or send a note to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you will win one of our online courses and also a gift from Espoma, one of their liquid products that are so good. Well, Brian is the first caller this morning, Argyle, Texas. We'll start with you. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I am doing good. I'm a little frustrated. I've got a comment, and then I've got a question for you if we have time.
Sure.
I was listening to the news this morning, and I heard another gardening show commercial telling me something. I still can't believe I heard this, right? He was saying that when you treat your plants to plant food, it doesn't matter if you use organic or chemical because they all get it the same way. And he right. said the reason why organic gardeners get more production is because they usually spend more time working on their plants. And I just like, I almost drove my car off the road. I'm like, what did you just say?
Well, welcome to my world, Brian.
Yeah.
I deal with it every day. Yeah. I know who you're talking about. He's the other guy on the market here in the same market with me. But he's not alone. He's an Aggie graduate, and that's why we did the online course. A&M is kind of the leader of the opposition to organics because they're the most visible, you know, in Texas as far as talking about gardening and landscaping and all that. But the unfortunate truth is all the major universities are pretty much in the same basket. I went to Texas Tech, and they're no better. In fact, worse in some cases. There was an interesting story that I covered on the air quite a while ago. I ought to go back and do an update on it. But there was a wonderful young superintendent in Lubbock that was hired when they built the golf course there that was on the campus. I forget the name that was the Rawls Golf Course, because that was the alum that gave most of the money to build the thing. And believe it or not, when they hired him and when the course was built, he took that course organic, 100% organic, except for one little thing, which I'll tell you. But he took it organic from day one. I met him 4 or 5 years later. I called him and went out to see him, played golf. The golf course was wonderful. The turf was absolutely marvelous. And his bag was that he made his own Garrett juice, very close to my formulation. He put out a little bit of dry organic fertilizer, but he put a mild diluted application of this Garrett juice formula out in the fertigation every time he watered. Mm-hmm. And it just was absolutely great. Well, that's the good news side of it. The bad news side was that Rawls decided, there's a little side story to tell you too, but Rawls decided to bring in a professional golf course management company, and it was the one of the big ones in the country that manages a lot of different golf courses. And they came in, they had their own superintendents, and this fellow ended up losing his job. His name was Eric Johnson. Still is. Eric Johnson. I'm not sure he's even in the golf business anymore because he was talking about going back to school and getting advanced degrees and everything. Well, the new Troon management company is who came in and took it over. I have not talked to them. I've been told that they did not continue the organic program, and that's one of the things that we deal with. I designed Frito-Lay's national headquarters years ago, the landscaping, working with Sasaki Associates and the architects, and it was a real great team effort. It went totally organic right after it was all installed and everything. And finally, the fellow that I reported to after 7 or 8 years of consulting with him and keeping it organic, and it was gorgeous and highly successful, the guy that got the new job of being in charge of all the maintenance was, on the university side, hated the fact that it was organic, didn't have anything to do with whether it worked or not, and he canceled it, cut down hundreds and hundreds of trees on the golf course and lifted and limbed up and over pruned everything on the golf course and canceled the organic program. So my point with all that for you is that it's tough. We just have to do it ourselves. And most of the people that went to other universities were taught that a plant can't tell the difference between organic and synthetic fertilizer, and it's all just a lie. I wrote an article about it that's been published in my books and Dallas Morning News and everything about the five or six, I can't remember how many I had, that make a person an organophobe. And one of them is that they just don't understand what we do and how it works because they were taught something else. And the biggest obstacle to people going into the organic program is having the ability to say I was wrong or the people that taught me are wrong and there's a new way to go. Synthetic fertilizers are totally different. They're salts. The chemistry of how they work and getting the plants totally different. The organic technique uses organic methods, and it'll absorb, the plants can absorb entire chunks of things, and carbon is an extremely important part of it, and that doesn't even exist with the chemical fertilizers. Hang on if you want to talk more, otherwise I'll just talk about more when I get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com, that's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And Brian is still with us, I am told. Had something else. Brian, I'll talk about the fertilizer thing a little bit more when we get through. You don't need to hang on for that. Did you have another question or something?
Yes, sir. I wanted to see what your choice would be. I'm trying to plant a new tree this weekend.
Okay.
And I'm trying to debate between a dogwood and a ginkgo. And wanted your thoughts.
Dogwood and a ginkgo. What's your soil like there, Brian?
I'm up in North Fort Worth up by Eagle Mountain Lake. It's pretty...
It's pretty alkaline there, I would imagine.
Not great.
Yeah, black soil with white rock, probably.
Yes, sir.
Well, the dogwood, the East Texas dogwood, which I have a couple in my front yard, and I'm right on top of white limestone, will be okay. There's some big, beautiful ones in Dallas. There's some down, especially in the Oak Cliff area. There are big, beautiful ones. In fact, the photograph in my tree book was a shot that came from there, and that's alkaline soil. So you can grow the East Texas Cornus florida type dogwoods, but they're not that easy. There is another dogwood that's very easy to grow, and it's called rough leaf dogwood, and it's more of a bushy, it's a real pretty plant, but it's more bushy. It's not the typical tree shape like the East Texas type dogwood is. It has white flowers, it has real pretty purple fall color. It does have one little flaw, and that is it spreads. You have to manage that a little bit, but it's very, very easy to grow. And the nurseries out there that sell native plants will sell the rough leaf dogwood. Ginkgo will grow anywhere. It'll grow in any soil, grow in any climate, anywhere in the world almost. It's very versatile as far as that goes, but it does not like rock. It likes to have fairly deep soil. So if you have deep enough soil, of the two that you mentioned, the ginkgo is probably going to be the toughest. It'll certainly get to be the biggest tree under the organic program, which again shows how wrong they are when they say there's no difference between organic fertilizer and synthetic. When you're fertilizing ginkgo with an organic fertilizer, the growth rate will be 2 to 3 times what it is when people use the synthetic fertilizers. It'll only be about an inch a year under that kind of a program. So ginkgo is probably would be my choice out of those two.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, and happy late Veterans Day.
Okay. Same to you, Brian. And I'll talk more about the fertilizer thing. I haven't gotten into it in too much detail in a long time, so I appreciate you bringing it up.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Let's see. Joe in Oklahoma wants to say hello. All right, let's see what that's all about real quick. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Howard. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to know how the pecan crop was down there in Dallas in the East Texas area.
I tell you,
this year.
Bob and I were talking about pecans yesterday, and we had kind of an interesting scenario. This year, we had so much heavy rain as the pecans matured, you know, when they were doing their final growth.
Yes, sir.
We have real heavy crops of pecans, and they're really big. But Bob noticed this, and I've noticed it in the past myself. When that happens, you don't have as good a flavor. You have better flavor when you have really good rain when the nutlets are forming early in the growing season, and then you have kind of normal wet and dry pulsing of the soil and maybe almost leaning a little bit toward not quite enough water. That gives you a little smaller pecans, more concentration of the oils in the nuts, and better flavor. So good production, but maybe not quite as good a taste this year.
Okay, good. Hey, let me ask you one quick question. Do you ever talk to old Hal J?
Hal J? Wish him happy birthday when I hear it's his birthday and we communicate a little bit. He still runs our old Natural Howard things on his show from time to time, and we don't get together or anything, but yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I was real saddened about him losing his son.
No, it was horrible. Yeah, it was a freaky accident. Yeah, really bad. Joe,
well,
thanks.
You have a great day, Howard.
Okay, thanks for calling. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's see what I need to catch up on. Oh, I need to tell you, I didn't finish, and I'll get back to the phones. Betty, hang on. I'll be with you next. Hang on just a minute. Let me get caught up on a couple of things. My ginkgo, like I told you, didn't finish the story. When we had that heavy freeze, and we got down to 25 or 26, I guess, in our place. And, of course, it was just out of the blue. We didn't have cold weather leading up to it. Shocked the heck out of the plants, and like I said, the tree, my ginkgo, went from being green and not a sign of yellow in it yet. The small ones that I have bonsaied and growing in containers and all had started showing a little bit of fall color. Maybe that's why they were able to survive it and are going to have some fairly decent full fall color now. They still have their leaves. But the big tree has grown so fast and become a contender for the champion in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for sure, and almost in Texas except for one, which I'll tell you about in a minute, just dumped. And I think maybe dumping the green leaves, there's more volume in the green leaves. You know, there's still more oil and more substance to them than the yellow leaves because I wanted to gather them up and mulch what I could into the turf and get the bulk of them, you know, that I couldn't, too much to mulch, put into the big linear compost area and erosion control project that we're doing. And, man, it took a long time. It was really, really a lot of volume. So no fall color. People are asking me. I had several people say it happened to their trees in their yard, different varieties and so forth. And they want to know if it hurt the tree. It doesn't hurt the tree at all. It's just a disappointment as far as no fall color and, you know, better luck next year. I made a phone call during the first break. I'd forgotten to do it. I was going to do it yesterday. To the owner of the Texas Champion Pecan over in New Boston, Texas, that I've told you about. And there's pictures of it on our website now and on Facebook. And Mary Miller, the owner, and I asked her what the situation with hers was. Exactly the same. Green leaves came down, thump. No fall color, zero. So nothing you can do about it. Doesn't hurt the tree. If you've had it happen on oaks, maples, whatever, don't worry about it. Just wait till next year. I've seen some real spotty fall color, but not nearly anything as good as far as our area, Zone 8, as we can have. And we usually don't have great fall color anyway compared to, you know, the Midwest, Northeast, and places like that. So anyway, more on that and other things later. Right now, let's talk to Betty in Arlington. Hello, Betty.
Good morning. This, I have a grandson that is having a terrible time with not a possum. He caught a possum this morning in his live trap, but they didn't catch his raccoon. Okay. The raccoon is taking the siding off the house trying to get in.
Raccoon is, okay. I tell you what raccoons don't like. We proved this on a couple of projects as far as getting into trash, which they'll do a lot too. They do not like our garlic pepper tea spray. They stay away from it. We had that situation at our place, and we had a couple of different listeners give us reports that they sprayed with the garlic pepper tea, and the raccoons went somewhere else. So don't know if it's foolproof. Probably is not, but it would be worth a try in this situation too. And then once they've stopped trying to come in, seal it all up really well. And you might treat the wood as you're closing it all back in with the garlic pepper tea, or with, at least with just hot pepper, because it'll soak into the wood and give you some long-term repelling quality there.
Right, okay.
Okay.
And I've heard you talk about the mole scram.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a product for the raccoon in that also?
I think that they do. I think that Scram company has 8 or 10. They have deer, they have mole, they have a gopher, I think. They have rabbit. I think they do have raccoon, but I'm not positive. But any of them that they have that work on other animals sometimes will work on the one you're trying to get rid of, too. But the garlic pepper tea works really well. I'd try that first. That's simple. You can make it yourself. It's 2 bulbs of garlic and 2 hot peppers. Throw them in a blender, blend them up real well, strain out the juice, and use that juice, add enough water to make a gallon. That's your base. That's your concentrate. And then use about, in this case, I'd use at least 1/2 cup of your homemade garlic pepper tea per gallon of water to spray the area where the raccoons are trying to tear up the house.
Yeah, they had someone to come out and put something over it, but he just took it right back off.
Oh, they're smart and they're determined. Yeah, try the stuff, try the mix, because it in other projects has worked. So let me know if it works for you too.
Yeah, and it's 2 cloves of garlic. And
no, not 2 cloves, 2 full bulbs. You want quite a bit of garlic. You could also just buy the commercial garlic oil. It is available. It's just that the pepper's not always available. And so making the garlic pepper tea, you have to use my formula that I just went through. And it's on the website, and it's in my books if people didn't get that written down.
I certainly appreciate you. Thank you.
Good luck with those little beasts. They're cute, but they're destructive, aren't they?
Oh, man, these are mean.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. One thing before we the telephone number, if you want to jump on here, is 866-444-3478. The whole thing on fertilizer got going, and the all the universities teach from the basis of a theory from a guy, a German by the name of Justus von Liebig, and he's the one that came up with the idea that all you need is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And so that got started. It's still taught. You know, the trace minerals aren't that big a deal. Carbon's not that big a deal. But there's something really interesting about Justus von Liebig. Von Liebig, and that is on his deathbed, or pretty close to it, he recanted the whole thing and recommended what we recommend today. More on all that later. Howard Garrett back with you after this.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics. probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard back with you. And we've got an open line if you want to jump in here at 866-444-3478. One of the things, when I get a chance here, I'm going to go through this article. I looked it up. It's been a while since I updated this organophobia column that I wrote. It really upsets the organophobes when I talk about it. They don't like that term at all, but I think it's pretty good, but I'll go through that for you. Somebody called from Chicago and asked if we were on in Chicago back again. It was canceled. Somebody selling insurance or real estate or timeshares or something bought it, and it's bought the whole block of time, which happens a lot, especially on weekend radio. And so it's not back on that station. Hopefully, another station we'll pick it up. In the meantime, for everybody out there, if you have neighbors in cities across the country that don't carry the show, you can tell them that they can listen on DirtDoctor.com. The entire show, all 3 hours, actually runs from 8 to 11 here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But some stations run 1 hour or two, so it varies. But you can listen to all 3 hours streamed live on DirtDoctor.com. Just go to the radio part of the website, DirtDoctor.com, and it's right there. You can also go to the app, which the app is the Dirt Doctor app, and it's free, and you can listen not only to my shows 24/7, but also Marty Whittakins, who was, of course, our partner in the big expo that we had, and deals with the human side of health and everything. So there's a lot of ways to go. Also, I'm going to talk about it more, but I just want to make a note too that, you know, with the holidays coming up, you may want to consider some of our books. And if you buy at a certain level, which isn't even very much money, you can get free membership in the Organic Club of America and get other benefits, which include seed from My Garden and from Bob Webster's Garden and all that. So just click on the red button on the top of DirtDoctor.com's homepage, and it'll tell you how all that works. One of the books that I don't talk about that much, I don't talk about any of them that much, but the one that I probably ought to talk about more related to the first call we got today from Brian about people saying that there's no difference between organic fertilizer and synthetic fertilizer as far as the plant goes, which is nonsense. But it's explained in detail best in the book Organic Management for the Professional. And Dr. Mike Amaranthus, who used to be a chemical guy, by the way, he was USDA doing experiments with chemicals until he had a epiphany and saw that every time he used compost and organic fertilizers, and he started getting into mycorrhizal fungus, he noticed that the projects did better and he had less problems and all that. So he went from being a hardcore chemical pusher and user to being 100% hardcore organic. And then our other partner on the book is John Ferguson, who is one of the best compost manufacturers in the country down in Houston. And he's a geologist. He's a scientist. He has several degrees. And we all covered it from a more scientific standpoint in that book. But it's pretty simple, really. Plants need carbon. There is no carbon in synthetic fertilizers. They need biological activity. Synthetic fertilizers are basically salts and depress biological activity in the soil. That's just a starting point. I'll cover some more. I won't wear you out with it, but I'll cover some more stuff because people are interested in the details, the science of it, and why it's so goofy that people are still opposing the organic approach. We'll talk about that as we go here. Let me see what was my next thing that I haven't gotten to. Leaf management. I've had somebody oppose my recommendations there in a column recently, which is really bizarre. Without question, the management of leaves should be to mow them into the turf as much as you can. And when you get excess, which is common sense, then the excess starts going in the beds as mulch and then the compost as the final step. You don't put it in the compost first if you need some mulch on the property. And turf loves to have leaves mulched into the ground. Even golf courses are into that. One of the things golf courses do that's organic that they don't even realize that it is in a lot of cases is they never catch the clippings. The clippings, except on the greens, the clippings on the fairways, which is most of the turf, are left right on the ground, and then leaves are mulched into the turf. It's same exact thing that we talk about here all the time. Let's talk to Bonnie. Bonnie, hang on. I wasn't watching the time. Hopefully you can wait and be the first up. On the second hour, the telephone number for the rest of you is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. And the website is dirtdoctor.com. All of the other information that we have available to you is there. The free newsletter, how to join the Organic Club of America, all this stuff. We've got something new coming up that we're going to introduce with the next newsletter, and it relates to my art. And I'll tell you about it and how it's going to fit into all the stuff that we're doing here. But the information about the books is there, and radio and everything right there on dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number 866-444-3478.